Liebe Schwestern,
dear brothers, dear sisters, from many different original Christian gathering places in many different countries comes the request, especially before Christmas, to think about our animal brothers and sisters, to pray for them, because they are sacrificed by the hundreds of thousands on the altar of brutality and a lack of conscience.
Großer, gütiger, ewiger Gott.
Great, kind, eternal God, you are the unending love. You entrusted Mother Earth to us, that we attend to everything that lives on the earth, in the air, and in the waters, with love and care, that we are with the life, which is a spiritual part of our true being.
Großer, gütiger Schöpfer Gott.
Great, kind, Creator God,
wir denken,
we think of the countless turkeys,
an Gänse, an Enten,
of the geese,
an Tauben,
the ducks, of pigeons,
an Strauß,
of chickens, of ostriches, and much more.
Sie sind eingepfercht,
O Lord,
in engen
they
Stellen,
are cooped up in tight barns
zum Teil gemessen,
and to some extent fattened for the benefit of the human palate.
Großer Gott,
great God,
sie.
You love them.
So wollen wir
and so we want to concentrate our thoughts of love and send them to these animal brothers and sisters.
Gedanken der Liebe,
thoughts of love,
geben ihnen Kraft,
give them strength.
Gedanken der Liebe,
thoughts of love are with them.
Gedanken der Liebe,
however, thoughts of love also go to the people who keep them for this purpose, to whom they are merely aware for earning money. O Lord, you are also in all the people who see these animals as wares, who fatten the animals, who raise them to satisfy the human palate.
Gedanken der Liebe regen ihr Gewissen an.
Thoughts of love stir their conscience. Thoughts of love speak into their hearts. Halt! Look the animals in their eyes.
Gebt sie frei.
Release them.
Es sind
they are brothers and sisters of love. They are a part of our life. They belong to us, just as we belong to them. For God is unity. Thus, thoughts of love flow to our animal brothers and sisters.
Liebe Tiergeschwister, wir sind bei euch.
Dear animal brothers and sisters, we are with you. We are linked with you. And we want to help bear with you. Our thoughts go to the brothers and sisters who raise these animals for the human palate, who fatten them, and keep them cooped up in the tightest barns. Our thoughts of love open their eyes so that they see the suffering, so that they look into the eyes of the animals. Our thoughts of love flow into their conscience. They begin to think about whether what they are doing is right. O brothers and sisters, let the love flow. Great Creator God,
du mächtige Allliebe,
you mighty all love,
wir bündeln Gebetsgedanken,
we concentrate prayer thoughts of solidarity to our animal brothers and sisters in the woods, on and in the fields.
Zu jedem Kleinstlebewesen,
to the microorganisms, to every little animal,
zu jedem Tierlein, wir fühlen in unseren Herzen,
we feel in our heart that they are exposed to all kinds of weather.
O großer Geist,
O Great Spirit,
Liebe ist,
love is warmth.
Wir senden Liebe.
We send love to our animal brothers and sisters in the woods, in and on the fields. Love draws into the heart. Love links. Love warms. Love speaks. You are not alone.
Menschen fühlen,
people feel you in their hearts. People are linked with you.
Liebe strömt.
Love flows.
Liebe gibt Kraft.
Love gives strength. Love gives warmth.
Liebe strömt in die Jägerschar.
Love flows to the troop of hunters.
Liebe strömt,
love flows to the slaughterers and butchers.
Liebe berührt,
love touches their conscience.
Liebe öffnet,
love opens
Augen,
their eyes.
Liebe,
love lets them perceive.
Und sie sehen in die Augen der Tiere,
and in the eyes of the animals, they see and feel they are our brothers and sisters. Animal brothers and sisters from God's love.
Mächtiger, allgegenwärtiger Geist.
Mighty, omnipresent Spirit.
Mit unseren Gebetsgedanken umschließen.
With our prayer thoughts, we envelop the Mother Earth that is breathing so heavily,
denn die Feuer nehmen überhand.
For the fire is taking the upper hand.
Unzählige
Countless Tiere animals are burning.
Verbrennen. Du aber.
But you,
du große Güte,
you great kindness and love,
holst ihre Teilseelchen
take out
und
their
ihre
little part souls and their
Leben
part rays, the life, in good time, so that they do not have to endure the unspeakable suffering of burning.
Nicht erdulden müssen. O großer Gott, du bist der Retter.
O great God, you are the Savior. You are also the Savior of nature that is collapsing under the weight of the ice. Trees are bursting apart. The animals suffer because of this. The disasters are increasing. It is as if Mother Earth says, it is enough. A new heaven and a new earth. O great God, we are your children, your sons and daughters. In prayer, we want to help and support in thought that Mother Earth renew itself for the benefit of the true life which you are.
Lassen wir unsere Gebetsgedanken strömen.
We let our prayer thoughts flow and feel in our hearts the pulsating of Mother Earth. Great, kind Father, Christ, our Redeemer, you know each one of us. In your heart, you have every person, every soul, every little animal, every plant, every mineral. You are the All Spirit, the Spirit of the suns and planets. You are the unique and wonderful power that helps, that heals, that comforts, that soothes, that makes all things new for the benefit of those who love you, for the benefit of the plants and animals, for the benefit of the Mother Earth.
Danke.
Thank you, Great Spirit.
Wir danken aber auch,
but we also give thanks to the many spirit wissen, beings that help,
die helfen, die
that are everywhere, that serve the human beings,
den Tieren,
the animals,
Pflanzen,
the plants,
den Mineralien,
the minerals, the entire Mother Earth. We thank our guardian beings who are always with us telepathically, who accompany us, who let us feel that we are not alone. We give thanks to the nature beings who, in their great love for the Creator God, work tirelessly, who permeate nature and are everywhere where there is need. Great God, let our hearts feel what unity means. Let us feel in our hearts what Advent means. Let us feel in our hearts what the true Christmas is, so that the power of love may flow through us and we give love. Just as the Son of God came to us 2,000 years ago out of love for us human beings. A great thankfulness flows into the all. A great thankfulness flows on and in the Mother Earth. We give thanks and we are aware of our divine origin. Thank you.